with your concurrence, we'll commence the meeting of the commission. I'll delay a bit the approval of the minutes for the last meeting until we get one or two more commissioners here, if we do. But I'd like to get right into
the type corrections.
This isn't a long drive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have enough for a quorum. We can begin. The draft I handed out to you is the retyped version of the copy which was mailed to you over the weekend, which was Tom Crosby's copy edited for style with Linda and Jimmy and my corrections, primarily Linda and Jimmy's, as to substance. The copy which you got in the mail had the changes that they made on Crosby's draft typed in above the line. The draft I hand out today simply gives you a clean copy to work with and has those changes incorporated in the text. There are a couple of typographical errors on that which I'll quickly call to your attention. I think there are a couple. These pages are not numbered, but it's the second page of major findings, Roman numeral 2, A1, concentration of arts activities, down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. It says contains 88%. That's an error. It should read contains 88 or 37.8%.
What finding is this?
It's finding 4, fifth line. Instead of reading 88%, it should read 88 or 37.8%. In other words, there are 88 arts organizations.
Or
37.8%. Then going over 1, 2, 3, 4 pages to, it looks like it's part of finding 10 and just before recommendation 1, section C, private sector support, it should end in 1975, period. Over 4 pages, after recommendation 4, you should make a note where it says 2 period individuals. That is finding 16. Just drop that. And
wait a minute, I don't get that.
Recommendation 4?
On the page that starts out, recommendation 4. Go down half the page where it starts out with Arabic 2, individuals. That text should read, over to the left, you should mark it, finding 16.
16 or
is it 15?
Yeah.
15, I'm sorry. 15, you're right. And the second line of it should read, strike the word all. Is just the 4 with the most contributors.
You don't have a percentage for that.
Yes, I do. That's Linda's study. I'm not sure.
Over the next page, after recommendation 7, where it says capital D, capital endeavors of the nonprofit organizations. That was finding 17. And then, Linda, there is a percentage missing in footnote 11. I don't know if you have that.
I think it was 20%. Quite sure. I figured that out the other day when Tom Cosmic called me.
Well, we'll double check it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, in terms of our approval process, the most recent draft includes the corrections that we've been given as to style from other members of the commission, and with the exception of finding 11, yeah. We just got. Okay. We have a proposed revision of finding 11 at the suggestion of Steve Sell. Finding 11 originally read, in 1977, public support in Minnesota for municipal and county governments will decrease from 55% to 40% of operating income. This decline is due to the fact that 90% of its local support comes from Hennepin and Ramsey counties, which support derives from well-established mill rates, which will result in increased revenues primarily as the value of the rate base increases, but will not grow faster than the nonprofit arts industry is growing. Steve pointed out that this overstates the case because Hennepin and Ramsey County constitute so much of the total county and municipal funding, and that we ought to be making a separate statement regarding Hennepin and Ramsey County because that is one portion of the pie, and then all other counties, because the figures are quite different, or at least arguably they were different. As a consequence of that discussion, Jimmy and Linda prepared what has been handed out to you as an alternative finding 11. Have you all received that?
And in the fourth line, it says higher level of state. The word support should be included after state. In the fourth line of this, higher level of state, not support.
Could you get a new copy? This isn't cleaned up.
Let's get that too. Cleaned up copy. Now let's see. Municipal county grows. 40%. All right. Steve, I believe that's the point you addressed. Does that language meet your question?
Not completely.
Go ahead.
In fact, not very much. My concern is that municipal and county support is so heavily weighted by those two counties that really they deserve separate paragraphs. Hennepin and Ramsey County should be dealt with as a unit, and then everybody else ought to be dealt with as another unit. You're still describing it in the negative. The decline from 1975 level of 55%, it just doesn't sound constructive to me. And also, I think it is a statistical decline, but it gives the impression that it is a reduction of commitment. And I think that happens frequently I think there's less of it now in this rewrite, but when you describe a statistical reduction, it implies a reduction in commitment, and that is a spirit that I don't think we want to convey by this report. I don't know whether it's appropriate to rewrite it right here at the table, but it still conveys that.
One comment about the 90%, the Hennepin County, Hennepin and Ramsey County weighting it by 90%. They do, 90% of all local monies do come from those two counties, but 90% of all expenditures and 90% of all income and 90% of all public support, 90% of everything just about is in those two counties. So that if you pull those two counties out and treat the rest separately, the rest looks roughly the same. It's not that local monies are weighted so much more than any other part of the arts industry. It's very simple.
The reader won't make that connection, and that's the problem. If you expanded this paragraph by what you just said, it would make it far less confusing.
All right, why don't we agree that we will stick in the two sentences then. One will be that restates the fact that approximately 90% of the arts activity is in or based in these two counties.
I wondered in redrafting it whether the Hennepin and Ramsey County stays about the same, you assume, so that is it really relevant to point out that 90% of the county support comes from those? Because we're really talking here about decline of public support. And the reason that public support's going to decline for the municipal and county governments is primarily the increase of the state. To some degree a non sequitur initially, and still is to some degree. I mean, that's the problem.
We're trapped by using the word decline, because it's not a real decline, it's a statistical, it's a change in the relationship of the various sources to the whole body of income. And we get backed into an implication, not only in this category, but in the category described in private support as well. And I think that's dangerous. Because the last thing we want to convey to the legislature is that we're asking the state treasury to replace income which is being withdrawn from other sectors. And that's the implication we continue to generate by this approach.
I think we should state something to the effect that those two county municipal funds will remain approximately the same. The percentage will differ as increased state funding occurs. Now, is that more accurate?
My view of the problem is that the commission has sort of adopted a standard which says that 40% of the public sector money shall come from municipal and county government. And that standard is stated in this finding, and the effect of that standard is stated in this finding. But right before that, we talked about the 1975 breakdown, which is 55-35-10, I think is what it is. And the only reason that the decline from 55% is in this finding at all is to explain the difference between that 55 and the 40 that the commission has currently adopted. The reason you adopted that partly is because of the great expansion in state money. The decline is not a finding. It's just an explanation of the difference between the finding, which is 55%, and the recommendation, which is 40.
Well, I think the point is we don't need the word decline, because what we were saying is we will rewrite this sentence to say that in 1977, support for municipal and county government should be 40%. Hennepin and Ramsey County mill levies will remain approximately the same. Percentages of Hennepin and Ramsey counties will differ as a result of increased state participation. And then something about 90% of the monies currently are generated in Hennepin and Ramsey County, where 90% of the arts organizations are located. Is a redraft by our staff along those lines acceptable? All right, put the reverse.
Steve, the word required be in there? Bottom line, full line.
Municipal and county support is currently, and therefore.
Are we requiring anyone to do that?
No, it should be
needed.
Necessary.
Needed.
Encouraged.
Maybe just change the word.
line for four, change to the change from 175.
Therefore.
How about just changing the word decline to change? The change from the 1975 level.
All right, and then with regard to we'll change the concept of requiring to, it should be encouraged or something in the card.
Necessary.
Should be. All right, now, I believe those were the changes of substance in that draft, and I've heard no other comments regarding substantive changes. We have previously approved all the findings except 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, and 18. I think what I would like to do now is have a motion approving the final version of the text of all of the recommendations up to 12, including 11. A copy of that to be sent out to all of you for further comment before it is incorporated in the final text. But we will be voting now on approving all the findings up through 11. 11 being rewritten. Yes.
Another comment on 11. Should the word should be in the first line of 11 be there in a finding as opposed to a recommendation?
Or it is estimated to be something like that.
We'll ask our committee on style to come up with appropriate language. All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
Moved.
Moved. Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I apologize that I'm being unable to have been here a couple of meetings on the educational system finding. I understand there'll be a further an expansion of another report that he'll be working on beyond this committee. Because there's four and a half lines on the lower grades and what went on, and there was a substantial amount of findings made. Is there going to be more intended on that? Where are we going? We had some significant findings.
We are going to include an expanded education section of the report. I believe this is the only finding we have. Jim? You have more.
Yes, this is the only finding we have. And my feeling is that we're talking about finding 20 now. And although we find significant things in the education report in the sense of education, I think it stands in the same relationship to the rest of the report as the community organization study or the artist study does. And the only major finding that I feel right now belongs in here is the part about the higher education system spending more, perhaps adding a line or two referring to the people that are employed.
What I found was significant, perhaps the other one in our report was the fact that how much money I felt we found was being wasted by the use of non-qualified people teaching art in the public school system. That got back to my district.
That's in the area of a recommendation. I guess I just haven't had time, and the subcommittee hasn't had time to get the education report done. My feeling is that the education subcommittee ought to make a recommendation that would go on as a lesser report.
The only thing I'm wondering about is whether there should be, whether an asterisk or something else, that a subsequent and more expanded report will be forthcoming, just so that people involved in education see this. I could have dreamt that line up in my sleep.
is there going to be more? And I think that perhaps just something when it's in the finalized form to say there will be a subsequent expanded report. And are you going to do it in cooperation with the State Department of Education? Are they going to be involved?
David Price and those people from the...
I just wondering whether this should just be noted, that it's the intention to have some...
I think the subcommittee members of the education subcommittee should be involved in drafting a recommendation that would be part of that report, not necessarily part of this report on those monies.
Well, procedurally, we do not have separate reports from subcommittees that are not part of the commission report.
That's not the case.
I think if we have a problem, if we have, when we see the full education report, if we have to, we can decide at that point whether we're going to have a meeting of the commission to approve a finding or not. But let's see what it looks like.
It wasn't a finding as much as that this report should be available.
Yeah, and the report will be, as part of the full report, there will be a separate education section of the report.
Tom O'Brien called me on Sunday, and he was very concerned about the same line, because he was an executive working on the education subcommittee or not, but he thought that much more could be done with the money received in exposing and introducing and sort of nurturing grade school students into art appreciation, etc. So now he says there's a lot of public is used on choirs, and the first of field trips with the choirs, and the kids like it, but afterwards they don't even sing in church choirs. So I guess with all this training they get with the choirs, they don't want to participate in the, after they graduate. So he's very much concerned about it too. So I.
We do, in fact, have, in essence, recommendations within the body of the report, which are not of the stature of the official findings and recommendations, such as the system section, for example. Ann, you had a question.
Are we going to be coming back to finding 20?
Yes. I'm trying to work up to that. We're not quite there. That was a jump ahead. All right. Going on then, we have considered before the findings 12, 13, and 14, recommendation 4, finding 15, recommendation 5. These are all, however, redrafts of at per commission request from the version which the commission last voted on. The same is finding 16, recommendation 6, recommendation 7, finding 17, recommendation 8, which were the capital campaigns, and finding 18 and recommendation 9, finding 19, which is artists, and recommendation 10. And let's take that, I think, as a block. These changes you have all seen, the substantive changes were made by the staff of the commission within the last 2 weeks to reflect the discussion and the debate of the commission in its previous meeting. All of you have seen those changes. And the change on style has been made subsequent to the substantive changes which you've received, and you've seen that. I have heard no further comments or requests for changes from members of the commission on all of those findings. Are there any questions, changes, and so on at this point? David?
On recommendation 6, as a member of the business committee, I must recognize its responsibility to support the arts. What if that said must continue to recognize its responsibility to support the arts and work to increase the number of corporate donors to the arts? In its present form, it implies that one of the problems is that there hasn't been support of the business community, and I don't think that that's the way the members of the commission feel.
Your point's well taken. The proposal is to change recommendation 6 to must continue.
I think we also ought to take out any word like must in this.
Should continue.
All through the report. anything that is implies force versus recommendations.
So. And then the next line, recommendation 7, should also be should.
Steve, I have to say, and I'm sorry that I haven't given this input earlier, this to me is a very weak case for encouraging corporate support, and it's got to become one of the major additional forms of support. And I think the finding it to me is weak. There is nothing in here about the contribution of the arts, the quality of life of the state, and therefore creating a business climate. And the implication is that they just have some kind of a blind responsibility to support them, rather than that the arts have really done so much for the climate here in the state.
Well, bear in mind, this is a summary of the full text.
I realize that, but this is what is going to, the finding that the arts are related to the quality of life to me is a better finding than that so many people.
Well, the problem with the arts related to the quality of life is we all agree to that, but it's the attempt in the entire report has been to try and quantify as much as possible and rely on hard data. And to the extent, so far, I think each finding does track with that as a procedural approach.
Are those testimonies going to be?
They will be a part of the report. Okay. I think they're being included in a section text.
I raised the point that some months ago that the total report should include copies of all the national magazine articles that talk about the quality of life in Minnesota. Virtually every national magazine of any size that seems to have done an article like that in the last 3 years, and they've all focused heavily on the arts, both in terms of photographs and text. And
New York Times tomorrow.
Oh, it's an ongoing process. And if I think it would be extremely helpful. The response I got when I raised this point some months ago, and I was satisfied with that, was that you can't incorporate all that data in a summary, but I'm just asking to be certain that it's going to be incorporated in the full report, because frankly I think that makes the bigger impact on those who read the report. Is that going to be?
Well, I think what I would suggest that we do is, so far the full report includes as textual matter and as appendices and exhibits only work of the commission itself, with one, maybe possibly two exceptions, where there are references to documents prepared by the State Arts Board as another government agency in the area, and those are part of the appendix as exhibits. I guess my instinct is to cite in the quality of life section, or in the appendix following it, the citations to the articles which occurred. I'm not sure that you serve the purpose by simply reproducing and printing again in this official government report a reprint of a New York Times article or a Time Magazine article and so on. I think the citations to it, with reference to the fact that quality of life is almost always cited in articles on Minnesota, that there have been a number of articles on Minnesota in the last few years, National Geographic and so on. Quality of life has made a strong point of those articles, and the role of the arts in the quality of life emphasized.
Well, I would also point out that there is some quantitative data to support the fact that the arts are a part of the quality of life here. The data that came out of the staff of this committee, as I recall, I think it was the private sector committee, subcommittee, polled businesses and asked them what impact they thought the arts had, and there were a large number of replies that said, yes, we would have moved our headquarters away from the state, except that we liked living here. And there's a lot of that, and I think that ought to be present in some way and highlighted, because I think that's one of the key things people are going to be looking at.
Can I make my point in a little different way, Steve? because I think business giving represents such a potential. There is an increasing body of information on national giving to philanthropic organizations. And as that information becomes more available, one thing stands out, that business giving in this state is unique in that it is heavily weighted towards the arts. And I am fearful that as that information gets out that there, and I've already seen evidences, there is a tendency on the part of many business givers to find a comfortable national average. And that inevitably then, the added information is going to tend to reduce giving to the arts, rather than, it seems to me that we ought to in some way, whether in the findings or the recommendations, recognize our uniqueness, that we are different than the national average, that the arts in Minnesota is different, that giving reflects that difference, and we ought to be proud of our difference, rather than all of this information tends, it seems to me, to kind of indicate that wherever we're out of balance, maybe people ought to get back into a comfortable national average. And thereby, we could hurt the arts of the state that we're trying to help. That's my concern.
Why couldn't we simply have a finding that the arts environment, you know, as supported by corporations, has been recognized nationally by many recognized publications? Expand on that, because I think that's what you're really...
Well, I think Ken is talking about two things. We talked about a minute ago how it's been cited in articles, and what he's talking about now is that nationwide, the corporations in Minnesota give more to arts than they do to other causes. For example, I believe the figures in New York State are the largest body of giving is cultural and is a medical hospital compared to arts. That's overtaken. The arts have declined and medical hospital has increased. That we should make the point that historically Minnesota business has given more to the arts than its share, than has been given in other states of its charitable dollar, and that this is one of the major impacts on the system, on the support of the system.
More than one finding that covers those particular issues.
If the finding is just that corporations have given more than the national average of the arts, then the implication is they're giving too much, and everybody will say, you see, the state arts thing showed that we're giving too much, and therefore here's our justification for cutting it. And there's a little bit of that all through here.
Well, I feel very comfortable with the finding to that effect, and I guess that I'd feel comfortable with Mr. Dayton writing one up along those lines. I hear what you're saying, and I think it is very important. We should probably add that either as a separate section or as a finding to the corporation part of it. I don't think it's controversial enough to have to.
No, the only thing I would like to try and do, if we can, is to maintain a consistent style and approach to this. Mm-hmm. So far, we've tried to keep this as factual as possible and avoid getting into a polemic for the arts on any one front. And I think that, to the extent that is an observable phenomenon, we should comment on it and also make the inference that's obviously a major factor in the strong economic vitality of the arts in the state, which are very large. We will also have, I haven't seen the figures yet, somewhere in the report, the rough comparable data on other communities of similar size. The state demographer selected, I believe there were five communities which were similar to Minneapolis-St. Paul in the state of Minnesota type of environment of a relatively large metropolitan area with much smaller metropolitan areas around it in its natural market area environment. And I think the five were things like Denver, Atlanta, was it Houston?
Seattle, Kansas City, and Dallas.
Seattle, Kansas City, and
Dallas. It should be on your desk. Mark additional findings.
Oh.
You got to stick it in after concentration. Right up front.
That's proposed for where? You do have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You propose that it go right after...
I would just like to urge that the finding be factual, which I agree with, but that the recommendation would urge business to recognize the uniqueness of the arts in this state and the unique contribution that in this state the arts have made to the quality of life, because it is different from the situation in many other communities. Any other stations?
That was recommendation 6-7. So you're proposing that we amend recommendation 6 to add some sort of sentence to the effect the business community should recognize its contributions to the support of the system are unique in this state, and that should be expanded and strengthened if possible, because that's a major component in the financial support of the arts organizations. And
this additional finding, can we talk about that now? Because I think it follows very directly from what Mr. Wilson was saying. The impression of the finding is that the Twin Cities have spent far more money than any other community, and I'd really like to have that reflect a positive note. It sounds as if we're just wasting money right and left. And, you know, Dallas and all these other places seem to get by with much less money. I think that could be unfortunate unless it's again phrased to strengthen the unique nature of the Minnesota.
Steve?
Yeah, well, I think first of all that I don't know if the figures are directly comparable, but I would much prefer using the concept of arts revenues rather than expenditures, because it shows the revenue side shows the public support in terms of admissions, contributions, endowment, public funds in terms of local tax support, state support, and so on. And it's those are the resources that go into the system. Are they close enough comparable so that you can make the
more than triple statement would be roughly correct. The figures on the next page were support would be perhaps slightly different. It could be than some of these cities' organizations.
It's the word expenditures. It does sound as if
we could just say budget.
What are they spending in other budgets?
So arts income.
We don't have the income figure, Steve. Sarah had to make all these calls in the last 2 or 3 days, and I think just got expenditures. Because that is our classification system of $75,000 above for expenditures. We could have budget, substitute the words budgets for expenditures.
And then add a sentence saying that obviously if they expended the money, the income was there, and that means that the Twin Cities community is supporting on an artistic level much higher than any other city of comparable size is doing. Does that do it?
Yeah, I really would like to see the word expenditures modified somehow, because it could sound as if people were spending $1 million on a set rather than what I assume is really budget.
So we will amend this to change to budgets or the equivalent, and add a sentence that shows that the Twin Cities support for the arts is roughly 3 times. Any of the 5 most comparable communities.
Okay.
Now, the suggestion, Jimmy, is that go in as a finding where?
Finding for deficits. It's page 5. It's after the discussion of other forms of concentration.
What finding or recommendation?
The additional finding, the one we're already
discussing. Finding 6 and finding 7.
Precisely.
We're back there. Are you sure you mean that?
It's really a finding on the nonprofit arts organizations of the Twin Cities. And on nonprofit.
I'm sorry, I don't know where you are.
It's the fourth page of the clean copy. It's between finding 6 and finding 7. And the feeling in the discussion of this is a finding, the reason we suggested it go here was that it was a finding on the operating budgets of the nonprofit arts organizations. It was not a finding on private sector giving or any of the other sorts of things. It was a finding on operating budgets. And in a sense, it followed naturally the concentration discussion that goes on before. Now, the other suggestion was to move it down after deficits and put it in before we got into the futures consideration and make it sort of a separate consideration altogether. But in terms of its subject matter, it naturally fits in this section somewhere or another.
Well, I think I'd like to defer to our staff as to the proper location of it. I think probably my own instinct is to put it after deficits rather than before, but let's let them decide the most appropriate location of it. With the changes made, that it be, so I'm calling it, for argument's sake, finding 7A. With the changes made that budgets, that expenditures become budgets, and a sentence be added, the effect showing that this is the Twin Cities support for the arts is roughly 3 times that of any of the most comparable communities. Does that finding have the approval of the commission? Do we have I guess we should have a motion in favor. Remember, moved.
Is that going to make the statement about the leadership of I business organizations?
That I'll read for that. Steve, I've done some language that Mr. Dayton has looked at. If you want, when we finish this,
This would be separate from business, the leadership of business organizations. This is simply the comparable communities finding. And part of our charge was specifically what is the commission doing? What are the arts doing in Minnesota compared to other comparable areas? So we're specifically requested to address this. This is separate from the business support. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion to include this as a finding? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Can I read for a minute?
Go ahead.
I would propose a new finding which would go in after 16, and I've just tentatively numbered it 16A, which reads, the support of Minnesota corporations to the arts has enhanced substantially the quality of life in Minnesota and has been recognized recently in several national publications. I would then revise recommendation 6 to read, the Minnesota business community should continue to support the arts and work to increase the number of corporate donors to the arts in order to maintain the unique character of Minnesota, period.
Steve, if Phil is trying to make the point that really applies to the whole study, not just to business, I support that. I don't know whether that was the point you were trying to get at, Phil. But it's equally true of foundations or of government support or whatever. I mean, the arts are unique here, and therefore,
deserve a disproportionate share of support.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
If we change business support in the first sentence that Tom suggested to community support, would that take care of that?
Well, except this is a finding specifically on business.
Well, you could say the support of Minnesota corporations to the part has contributed substantially, or, you know, has, together with other community support, or something like that.
Would you read your amendment six to six again?
Well, six would remain unchanged in this, basically. The amendment is the Minnesota business community should continue to support. And then the rest reads there. I add at the end, in order to maintain the unique character of Minnesota. Now, you know, I think perhaps we can amend finding this 16A to put the support of Minnesota corporations to the arts, comma, together with, you know, community-wide efforts or something like that, comma, has enhanced substantially the Minnesota. I don't really feel strongly about doing that either way, but I think it's true. I mean, obviously, the money has been given by corporations to various communities and arts organizations that used it well.
This section
but
deals...
But foundations, too.
Foundations, right.
You know, it should pervade the whole report somehow, it seems to me.
Steve, but don't we at the same time want to get the concept in here very clearly, and it's only in here implicitly, that too small a number of the Minnesota corporations have recognized the value of the arts to the quality of life in Minnesota, because that's perfectly clear, and I think it should be positively stated that.
Of course, we get that in 16 as it now stands. I mean, that'll stay. 16...
You get it inferential,
yeah.
But you don't get it right at them.
Well, six still says
a small number.
The Minnesota business community should continue to support the arts and work to increase the number of corporate donors to the arts.
I understand. That's what the recommendation says.
You're saying the finding also ought to...
I think the finding ought to be harder hitting. Because you start out with a small number of larger corporations gave to the arts in Minnesota, and I think we ought to end up with too small a number that give and recognize this.
Should we add then a sentence to the effect that the support is obvious, it's highly concentrated, reflecting a relatively small number of very generous donors, and the base should be increased.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're going to be changing, we're going to be adding the sentence to 16 to that effect, and we have changed recommendation 6. Are there any other changes? The findings and recommendations up to and through. Recommendation 10.
Well, I guess the question is whether you want to try to put this quality of life national publications concept in some place expanded, not so that it's not limited to the support of the corporations. It's really the climate, as it were. It doesn't properly go under corporations, and it's in a fast reading, it's a little hard to find precisely where it would go.
Steve, I would be more comfortable, frankly, with a quality of life study statement sort of as an introduction to this recommendation, not as a separate finding. For one thing, I'm not sure how strong our data is supporting a finding on the you know, compared to the other things we're backing up our findings with on the quality of life contribution, it's sort of more of an opinion. But as if we had a, in the beginning of the recommendation, that the commission recognizes that the arts have substantially improved the quality of life in Minnesota, which is also aided or enhanced business operations in Minnesota, something, and therefore the business community, sort of as a parenthetical introduction.
It applies to government giving, it applies to foundation giving, it applies to individuals giving, that the arts are unique in the state and that it shouldn't just be tied to business.
Mr. Chairman, I think that is really important to get in, because the average Minnesotan, you know, he's a lot of his mental attitude is sort of anti-tax, but then you talk with him, that phrase high quality of life rings a bell with most people in Minnesota. And that appeals to their sense of pride, and they begin to feel good about the idea.
I have another suggestion.
On the first page, right?
Yes,
after finding
that was my point.
Right after finding
Where we're talking about citizen support for the arts, and we have a section on attendance at arts events, volunteers, citizen commitment to government support of the arts. It occurs to me that that is where we ought to be sticking some sort of statement on quality of life, and possibly even the section on the comparison of other communities.
Yeah, I think that would follow.
In the support sort of sense, Have them as a C and a D.
Linda, I don't see why you say it's not factual. There must be between a half a dozen and a dozen studies or articles of people who studied the quality of life all across the nation, who uniformly rank this state at the very top of that, and the list of those is what is well known. And why isn't that a finding that we do have a very uniquely high quality of life in this state? Another finding is that we have a very high level of arts activity, of arts attendance, and of arts support in the private sector. Mm-hmm. And the recognition on the part of the state of Minnesota that the two are tied together seems to me to be some kind of a recommendation that is terribly important. Mm-hmm. To me, it's almost the key one. And because we're looking at all the little pieces of it, somehow we miss the total one.
I guess it's based on what the Quality of Life Subcommittee did, and I do not have the studies ranking the states, and I guess maybe we could add this to back it up, because I would like to back it up a little more. I agree, being a New Yorker who moved here because of the arts and the clean politics.
All right,
I think that we have to be careful not to be too wedded to a quantitative approach to this. It's important to back up data where that's possible, but if you have a matter in which there is unanimous consent in this commission, and I suspect that there is, that A, there's high quality of life in the state, and B, that arts are related to that in an important way, I think we should state that. I don't think we should have any reluctance to do so. It's not possible to quantify the arts role in saying that 31.8% of the quality of life in Minnesota is due to the arts and 15% is due to the politics, you know, that's true. But the fact that this is critical, and if you removed it, you wouldn't have that quality of life. That, I think there is agreement. If there is agreement, I don't see why we shouldn't state it.
Good. All right. So we will add this section, which says that the commission recognizes, the commission unanimously agrees, the equivalent, which will be a quality of life statement, which will go in section Roman 1, Minnesota Citizens Support of the Arts, and we'll include also a separate section on the comparable communities, the one that was handed out to you.
That should almost
I would make it 1A.
1A. Yeah. I would make it 1. Yeah.
I think it should be the first one.
First one.
Everything else backs it up.
All right. I assume that is by consensus of the commissioner. There's no dissent. There is none. All right. Now back. Do we have any further comments before we approve the report up to education?
Through education?
Up to education. is up through recommendation 10. Probably ready. Motion.
I move the approval of everything through Roman, up to Roman 5.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Finding 20. Education.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Duff.
You know, I did have sort of a disagreeing opinion. And I've been, a couple members of the commission that have remonstrated with me at length, but I have to kind of stick with my own views, but I have written a moderate statement of them that I circulated to the rest of the commission, and I'd be very happy if there could just be some indication that I disagree with the finding or the recommendation that goes to the recommendation 2, I think, if I can find recommendation 2, just a little asterisk that would direct the reader, if he was so inclined, to the back of the report somewhere.
Right.
And I have my statement written out here.
Have all members of the commission seen? I have not seen this. Has it?
I just brought this along today.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Let's see how mild we got.
Do you want me to take time to read it?
Sure.
I think we should, better to have you read it and let all members of the commission hear it.
Put the emphasis in the right place.
Or if you want to, maybe somebody could duplicate it and you could all look at it.
All right. Do we have somebody here who can? That might be easier. Mm-hmm. Sorry, would you take that over and just run off enough copies for us?
Fine.
And my suggestion then is that we're talking about recommendation 2. Where's recommendation? Recommendation 2, 20% level of arts funding. That we note at the end of that, Commissioner Duff dissents from this recommendation, and his comments are enclosed at page blank. And then we'll leave it up to Linda as the proper place to locate that. Depending if it's possible to put in at the bottom of the text, but I would like the easiest is to footnote it right at this particular point. If not, I think the proper place is probably at the end of the findings and recommendations, that there be a dissent as to that section, and that be noted in this fashion. Are you, the members of the commission, comfortable with that procedure?
Maybe they want to read it first.
They'll find it.
All right. You
might want to bury it in the middle of the appendix. Or have the printer lose it.
Let's come back to that when we get the copy. Anyway, for the time being, we're noting that it is to appear as a dissent by Commissioner Duff to recommendation 2. There is a motion and a Have we voted on those? We have those.
Yes.
All right. And we're ready for education. The question is, do we do more by elaborating this finding? Do we wait until we get the education report? Or shall we leave this as is and have any further recommendations in the education section?
Some of the things we were talking about, and maybe we should just
touch some of these things. And I have to apologize just that life and other making a living interfered with a couple of meetings, so I couldn't get here. But basically, we learned from our research people a substantial amount of money. I think it's like 1.7 hours a week education time in, say, the elementary schools was devoted to art. But generally, school systems throughout the state had people who the principals stated were not qualified to teach art, and they weren't concerned with their ability to teach art when they hired them. I noted at that time that Rochester uses a special teacher, who an art specialist, music specialist, and they bring in people who are qualified to teach the courses. But what the statisticians pointed out is that the school districts in the state of Minnesota, if this fact is correct about the unqualified teachers, are spending perhaps $50 million a year on art education where the taxpayers were not really getting their money's worth. The old business where the teacher opens up, now here's the Doge and the horse fair. I've had that kind of art education with the pictures in the metropolitan art. And that was, I think, I thought a very significant finding. Another one went on, got involved with the problem of the artists in Minnesota. We were talking about how best to help, perhaps help artists, and also do something to get the most use out of the smallest amount of money in education. We were looking at perhaps a, like the artist in residence, whether it would be a poet, whether it would be a folklorist. It was the folklorist. And to have a way of bringing these people in, and the question came up, we have to work with the State Department of Education, so credit would be given. The poet in residence might be someone who isn't a qualified school teacher, might be a great poet. How do you handle that? And so there is a natural expansion. And what bothered me, no, another point I took made personally was this, that as we cut back money, now Rochester just lost a referendum. The tendency is let's cut out the frills. What's a frill? I pointed out in report to the Rochester School Board, physics and math, they were frills as far as I was concerned. The art, music, philosophy, they were necessity. So that we should not mandate cuts, but rather have a self-limiting situation where, based on the demand in the student body, you perhaps cut various courses. And I took the position, and I group of people, if we're going to fully educate people, we're going to have a real public education system, unlike some of the European systems. We have to make available to the children of the perhaps somewhat lower socioeconomic groups exposure to art, music, philosophy, so forth. Otherwise, if we cut the quotes frills and cut these items out, the middle and upper classes, they get by fine, they save taxes, and they get private art lessons, private music lessons, and all this is taken care of. And so there was I wanted to see an encouragement of keeping art, of the various disciplines of art, in the public school system, because it's necessary for the full education of all the citizens. So these were some of the recommendations I was hoping to get.
Ann.
I know that Marianne Berkey was very concerned about the wording finding 20, and I think it still gives the wrong sense. And my feeling now is that there should be a separate report on this, because when it says that at all grade levels in both private and public schools throughout the state, students have the opportunity to learn about and to participate in the arts, and that just isn't true. I mean, somewhere in the state at each grade level it's available to some students, but it's not throughout the state at all. And I think that, you know, to put something like this in without going into it more in detail would do a great disservice to
what I would like to see a statement made that a further finding will be presented at a later date. I really think it requires not only a finding but even a recommendation. Because this is something that's going to be ongoing. This subject that we got involved in here will be continued, and Jim will be working on it with the State Department of Education for several months. I think we should try to do that. I'll get back to work on this. Okay. Once I vote on all our budget cuts tonight at the school board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess my question, first of all, is, Jimmy, when are we going to have the education report?
To cover the 20 pages that I've, the education study has been assigned in the major report, in this report, I estimated that by the time we had the 15th meeting, which is what, the middle of next week, I could have the data that was necessary for the 20 pages to do a full account. And to say that in the elementary schools we have this kind of these kind of service deliverers, and classroom teachers, specialists, resident artists, field trips, extracurricular activities, to do that kind of report and say that X number of dollars was spent here and we ought to move those dollars out of classroom teachers and put them other places would take until the 1st of January, I believe.
Well, take until the 1st of January?
Right. A backup, complete report on the data. The kind of discussion that we're having right here is a considerable report, and that's one of the reasons I didn't feel that. I mean, to justify the data, to adequately lay out the data in more in a form larger than this would take several pages. I think
we really should see that. I don't think we should have a finding and a recommendation unless
I agree.
We see the whole thing. I
that's
think
why
it'd
the
be more dangerous to slip this in than to have nothing.
Okay. The only problem, as I see your discussion, your comment, is that the second sentence in the first paragraph of the education finding, you have no problem with the second paragraph, do you?
Well, I have a problem with that,
okay.
But we can wait for that.
Well, let's do the first paragraph first.
I
guess the question is whether we should include this sort of recommendation at all at this point.
I feel better stating the education system, at least as far as elementary and secondary schools, is that a further report is planned or is forthcoming. This is a big field. Because otherwise, we have something that doesn't.
Well, let me put the question in a different fashion. This raises a very fundamental question, which is the mandate of the commission and its term. Which has been extended on several occasions with the concurrence of the governor to finish the project for which it was assigned. And the current date, which we are planning to terminate, the current final meeting is today. Now, and there are serious problems that we get into that don't necessarily affect the report to the extent of time we extend it beyond. It is conceivable that we can adopt today all the major findings and recommendations and make them available, and we will have the sections of the report covering the same, which also have to be made available, although it will take a substantial amount of time before they're physically printed. At least they are available for distribution, or we can run off copies of it, and I think primarily people are going to be concerned with the findings, recommendations, and not the full text, which is going to run several hundred pages. Then, we can, if it's the decision of the commission, hold a further meeting of the commission later in the year to discuss specifically findings on education, limited to education, and we can inquire of the governor's office whether that is an appropriate procedure. In other words, make our findings and conclusions on the major areas of the major substance of the report and the work of the commission today or shortly after today, and then have a subsequent meeting, hopefully not four meetings, to adopt, to consider in detail the material on education and to adopt it. Now, I think that this requires not only a decision by the commission, but by others. But let's pass the others, which we have no control over at the moment. What is the sense of the commission? Are there other alternatives you want to consider, Dr. Blecker?
I think one would have to include consideration of the educational system in a report. Now, whether it's done later or we are satisfied with this,
I'm not sure. I'm not satisfied with this, but I think you're going to have to. The first paragraph, as I recollect, does what we wanted it to do, if not to mention the fact or the finding of the amount of money that appears to be going into of the system. The second one does, in contrast, speak of the dollar sums and, in fact, compares it to the non-profit arts organizations. And I'm not complaining necessarily that the logic isn't true, but the inference is clearly that a lot more money is being spent in an area about which we're not interested to say much. I think that might give a rather biased view as to what the commission was really seeking to do.
As I understood the objection to the mention of the large amount of dollars that was spent in the whole education system, K through graduate school, the objection was that a lot of that money really wasn't comparable to the money spent by arts organizations because we weren't really talking about the same kind of artistic program.
I don't disagree at all. I think it's prudent not to put it in.
The reason I put the higher education money in this finding was that I don't think anybody could argue that money spent in the colleges and universities on productions and performance and arts education is any different in terms of the quality, the level of the art involved than money spent by the nonprofit organization.
That sounds awfully dangerous.
Steve, going back to the charge of the governor's letter to you, which I don't have here, but how does a report that doesn't address education comply with the initial purpose of the commission?
Well, you could, if you want, take a very narrow interpretation, rule it out, but that type of an approach clearly conflicts with the whole approach that we've taken to date, which is to describe as accurately as possible the whole universe that the arts occur in. And that's a major element of it.
Could you not then just state that the impact of the educational system, both secondary and college, is substantial and is worthy of further study or something like that, without mentioning the figures?
We've done extensive research on it, which has to be included, at least in some fashion, so it would be a tremendous waste of resources not to include the education section of the report. The real question is whether there ought to be commission time made available after that section is done for debate and consideration. Bearing in mind, we also have the charge to wrap up our affairs and get out of the way.
Being that this is our second last meeting, maybe we've gotten thus far and we can't.
Is there agreement with that? The approach I suggested, we conclude our business as to the arts industry exclusive of education, and then reconvene to discuss in detail the findings of the staff report on education and make recommendations on them.
I think I'd rather have that than have a report that says...
And delete finding 20, Roman numeral 5.
Mm-hmm. And it would be expected that when we ultimately do this, we would probably have a recommendation relating to education.
That's correct.
So I will move that procedure.
I second.
And there will be an indication that this is coming.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that the commission adopt that procedure. There we're close to the end. We'll find out if there are any other loose ends we've got, but for the time being we're planning to have a separate meeting on education. That's a form of motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Now, Recommendations 11, 12, 13, and 14. And 15.
Excuse me, I sent a note around, but KS Jan is coming for an interview at 12:45 with you. Might it be appropriate to break for lunch at this moment?
They're interviewing us at 12:45. We're in official session at 12:45.
I just got that message from the secretary that they called.
They could wait.
Okay.
They could wait.
Steve, it seems to me we have to strike the words at the end of recommendation 11, quote, and the educational systems, close quote, and we have to do likewise in all these recommendations until we decide what we want to do with that aspect.
Well, I don't know that you can cut.
No, you can leave it.
You can leave the word in until we get. Because otherwise we'd have to then redo all these.
We've got to, yeah, so we'd have to amend our, we theoretically are adopting this today, and we already know enough to know that we've already discussed education, and we've had an education subcommittee working at the commission. I think we've got to make these findings coherent, treat them as an entity now, because this is going to be published findings prior to the meeting of the final decision on education. Now, I guess the question is, are you comfortable with that, with the reference to education in here, knowing what you know at the moment, or do you want to totally ignore education?
One of the points I make is when we do come out with our report, I think we will be talking about perhaps some recommendations involving better use of dollars for education in the public schools, and then also a use of the funds to perhaps have the artists, to serve the artists and the educational community. Therefore, I think it has to be in there. It'll be more expanded what we mean, but if we take it out, then we'll have to go back and amend it later.
Also, the state arts board already funds programs in the schools.
All right, maybe the proper procedure would be, in lieu of finding 20, which we've deleted, to make a statement that the commission will continue to meet and adopt findings at a later date on the area of education, arts and education.
What we might be able to do is have another meeting of our committee and note all of them, anyone that's interested in coming. We had that in the early days, and a great number of people coming.
With that type of a statement in lieu of finding 20, are you comfortable with the reference of education, or do you want to delete it?
Feeling it's the Lebedoff approach is that the commission feels that it ought to be supported, that we could put it in.
Right, so I guess the sense is to leave it in. Mm-hmm. All right. You've all seen all of these ad nauseum.
Mr. Chairman,
when
I look at recommendations 12 and 13 and 14, they are in accord with what we've discussed before in the meetings, except in one regard. And I ask this as an ingenuous question. I don't know that this is something that ought to be included in this type of report or later on. But there was, I believe, unanimous or near unanimous consent on the public sector subcommittee. Andy can correct me if I'm wrong on that. For the fact that the funding should be a separate budget item from the State Arts Board appropriation, and that the money, I am very much in favor of the State Arts Board coming up with a plan as suggested here, and that plan be dispositive of how the monies are spent, but that the money, I'm not talking about what the State Arts Board should be doing, it's clearly the appropriate place. I'm talking about how the money should be appropriated, and reading this at face value, it looks as if whatever public money should be appropriated as a direct increase in the State Art Board budget. And that was not the feeling of the subcommittee. And I think that this group can, of course, overrule the subcommittee on that, but I think that's something we should address today. I think the feeling on the subcommittee was that if that appropriation, if it ever gets approved, was directly to the State Arts Board, that it would be much more immune to cutbacks in the future. If there's going to be substantial ongoing help to institutions in this state, institutions and programs throughout the state from the state of Minnesota, I think that the institutions are going to have to depend on that money being relatively permanent. They can't start engaging in programs if the money can be cut, is going to be cut back every year or so. A separate appropriation that's separately debated and passed by the legislature is far more immune to those kinds of cutbacks than the State Art Board appropriation, which is debated in the past, is prologued, very vigorously debated by the legislature every 2 years and subject to a lot of political pressures, which has nothing to do with the excellent way the State Art Board is conducting itself, but that are a fact of life. And, well, I guess that presents, also as a practical matter, and some may think that we shouldn't mention that we should be purely theoretical here and not bring up practical matters, and that may be correct. I don't know what the committee's function is, but I would just say that in my judgment, getting such an appropriation passed by the legislature, the State Arts Board has been the target, unfairly in my judgment, but clearly the target of so much attack in the past, that our chances of getting this appropriation to the legislature are vastly improved if it be an appropriation separate from the State Art Board budget. Now, please understand that I'm suggesting that the State Arts Board have the full control suggested here to distribute that money, and that it's the appropriate agencies to do so, and I have the highest possible regard for the State Arts Board. I'm talking about how the money is appropriated before it's handed over to the State Arts Board. And I'm talking about that only, but I'd like to submit that whole problem to this group now.
The question is then, I guess, whether we should have a separate recommendation that encourages the state to make a separate funding for the programs and policies described in this report independently of the regular State Arts Board budget, but appropriated to the State Arts Board for these purposes. Is that a fair synopsis of your
comments? Yes, and I really did raise it as a question, because it may be that we don't have to address ourselves in this report to how that money is appropriated. We may let those people who work with the legislators trying to get something through do that. We could be silent on that score. I suspect, though, that the legislature, to answer my own question, that the legislature may be looking for direction.
A dedicated fund.
Yes.
Call it. That's the language that.
Yeah. Precisely.
That raises a separate question of whether we should be. Now, we've been admonished to be careful about how far we venture from studying the arts industry.
We said state public funds in the form of a dedicated fund could be appropriated to the State Arts Board. Just that expression. So they wouldn't say, hey, you're just going to fatten their budget and they might use it for something else.
This report looks as if, as written now, looks as if we're asking for a large increase in the State Art Board appropriation and nothing else. And I don't think that's what we are asking. I think we should make that clear. It would be fine with me if we could do that and we knew that it was going to keep getting retained every 2 years.
There's a point here. This doesn't say should. It says could. It's just thrown out as an excuse. So if we did say state public funds in the form of a dedicated funds could be...
Well, recommendation 14 says when the state art plan is complete, state public funds could be appropriated to the State Arts Board. I think what I had in mind was state public funds could be... a dedicated state public funds could be appropriated, and then the state arts... to be appropriated, to be distributed according... To be distributed by the State Arts Board according to the plan then. You understand that changes the...
What do you mean by dedicated funds?
Dedicated funds are, and there are people more knowledgeable, this is not, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone here who's more knowledgeable, means that you don't have the same necessity every 2 years of presenting a fresh budget and having that debated completely and then accepted or rejected or reduced.
And it's for a specific
purpose. Now, a dedicated fund is not inviolate. The legislature has the right, if they want to, with dedicated funds to change them or eliminate them, but it's, there isn't at least the constitutional mandate to the legal mandate to approve from scratch a whole new budget, approve or reject a whole new budget every 2 years. So they're relatively less subject to the political fortunes.
In other words, you're talking about a cigarette tax or something that is specifically earmarked for the arts.
Well, I don't know that we ought to...
Dedicated fund, or are you talking about line iteming? That's what I'm trying to...
I guess I'm talking about line
iteming. No, they're two different concepts. A dedicated fund is, for example, for some period of time, and I believe it was the cigarette tax, had 1 or 2 cents dedicated to the development of parks in the state. And the fund was directed to and administered by DNR, Department of Natural Resources, for parks acquisition and development. There was a special fund. It was a 1 or 2 cent tax, and the revenues on that, whatever they were, as long as that remained part of the taxing statute, went from the State Department Administration to the Department of Natural Resources as a separate segregated fund for purposes of park development, acquisition and development. That's a dedicated fund. There is a separate concept, which is line item budgeting, which is to say that for the purpose of constructing a bridge over the Crow River in Wright County between X and Y, $75,000. And that's a line item budgeting. And that line item budgeting can occur in any one of a number of ways. It can go in a particular department's budget, or it can go in a general appropriations bill, and they go all types all over. And there's a, and I can't remember the technical name, I think it's called an omnibus bill, which is a catch-all of a whole series of general appropriations after department appropriations, and that includes a bunch of line item funding. But those are two separate concepts.
The latter one sounds like a one-shot type.
It is. It is. That's
but
correct.
But we're talking about dedicated funds.
That's what you want to avoid.
Now, I don't know if we use the word dedicated that we're coming out for. I'm very nervous about that. I don't know that means that we're coming out for a specific tax and that we're precluding going to look to the general revenue. I guess we could get tied up in that way.
Mr. Chairman?
Stuff.
I should think it would be really unwise to use the word dedicated.
Yeah.
Dave, because that's a red flag to a lot of good government people who think our state government gets encumbered with dedicated funds. And I don't really think you mean that anyhow.
That's correct. I agree with both statements. Yeah. It would be unwise, and I don't mean it that. I didn't suggest the word dedicated. Someone else brought up, man. I'd be satisfied for the time being if we talked about this being a separate appropriation.
There's another aspect to the recommendations of the commission. They will require separate legislative enactments, at least as to some points. Specifically, for example, to have a general enabling legislation so that all counties and municipalities are authorized to make grants to arts organizations, ancillary organizations, and so on. It's clear from the research and the report from the Attorney General's office requested by the Commission that there is no such general legislation at the moment. It has been done in the past as a series of specific bills for a specific community for a specific purpose. That has to be covered by separate legislation. So it's quite appropriate to make the statement that we are talking about separate legislation. There ought to be separate legislation to cover the points of the report. And then the question is, whether we want to say we encourage the legislature to look to, or the state to provide separate legislation covering all the points, all the recommendations of the commission, which would include, or we can be more specific, the enabling legislation and the funding the funding questions raised by the commission. Now, I guess the question, I think the appropriate thing, if we want to do it, is to do it directly and set it out as a separate recommendation rather than by tinkering with the language of one or more of these recommendations, which at the moment are addressed different points. If in fact we are asking for making the recommendation that there be separate legislation covering these matters, then I think that ought to be a separate recommendation. Now, is there further discussion on the point? Is there any agreement or disagreement that we should or should not have a recommendation to the state that there be separate legislation covering the matters raised in the report?
Seems to me that we might be on safer ground as a commission if we confine ourselves to saying that there should be support and the dimension of that, rather than get into the details of how that support should be provided by what kinds of laws and legislation and line iteming or dedicated funds or this, that, or the other thing. And we're better off to establish the broad principles.
I understand David Levitoff's point.
I'm not sure I fully understand.
He is saying that he would like the report to make clear the legislature's got to do something other than just an extra $50,000 for 1 year. They said, fine, they've done, the Governor's Commission recommended some more money, here's some more money, we can forget it and go on and do our business.
Now, Steve, let me just speak for the point. I agree that we ought not to get into the details of how the legislature should appropriate this money. But my point is that the recommendations as now written do get into those details and suggest that the money should be simply an increase in the State Art Board budget. And that, one, is telling the legislature what we're doing, and two, is not consistent with what the public sector subcommittee decided would be the most desirable way of obtaining public money. I don't mind if we don't mention line item or anything else. That's fine with me. But I just don't want to give the impression that we are recommending that this be done solely by increasing the State Art Board budget.
He doesn't say that, but what you want to make clear that the funds are given, they're handed, subject to some mandate from the legislature, for the Arts Board to be their agent to distribute it, but not as part of their budget.
Yes, but in Recommendation 14, it says state public funds could be appropriated to the State Arts Board, and that's not, and that tends to suggest, it doesn't absolutely preclude separate funding, but it tends to
separate.
It would tend to support efforts to simply ask for an increase in the.
But you both have state public funds to be appropriated as separate funds, as a separate funding. Just that we get the language in. I think what you're just trying to make sure that this is,
yes,
they're
right.
Just merely the agent, the fiscal agent.
Yeah, as I suggested before, if we said state, when the state arts plan is complete, state public funds could be appropriated, just a suggestion, and distributed by the state arts board according to the plan guidelines. That I'd be satisfied with that. I don't think that's a very major change.
I'm sorry, David, do you want to do it again?
Well, I would read, when the state arts plan is complete, state public funds could be appropriated, and distributed by the state arts board according to the plan guidelines.
Oh, so it's not given to them.
That's right.
I mean,
right now it looks like all we're asking for is an increase in the appropriation to the state arts board. And that's not all we're asking.
State public funds could be appropriated and distributed according?
And distributed by the State Arts Board according to the
plan guidelines.
So it's never given to them.
It's given to them, but it's not, but it's part of a separate appropriation. This gets away from telling the legislature how to do it.
State arts funds, state public funds could be appropriated
and distributed
by the State Arts Board.
Now you're getting into the whole question of whether or not over the long haul the
legislature is better protected by having a state arts board in between them and all of the criticisms that they can get, or whether or not they're better off to make that decision themselves and get into specific that so much is going to go for this, that, or the other purpose. And that's a very tricky and touchy.
I don't see how you get into that.
It's a touchy and difficult question, but as written, this draft already takes a position on that matter. It suggests that it should be done entirely by a matter of appropriation directly to the state arts board. And I wish we didn't have to face this question here, but we're faced by it no matter what we write.
Well, I guess the first question
on this.
It sounds to me like this is creating an atmosphere in which a line item could be implied that a line item is being suggested here.
What is creating?
That if you eliminate the direct appropriation to the state arts board, you open the possibility that the legislature could appropriate funds with recipients designated and simply give that money with the instructions to distribute to the state arts board, which circumvents the intent of the statute which creates the state arts board.
Well,
I don't think so.
I think we're talking, if I understand the discussion, of two separate things. One is there is an existing state arts board budget. The second is that we recommend, at least this is what I understood the original concept before we got all these permutations on it, that we recommend separate state funding to the state arts board for the purposes set forth in this report. Right. In other words, that we specifically are encouraging additional money.
What purposes are set forth in this report that are different from the purposes of the state arts board?
We are.
I can't think of one.
We are encouraging the development of a state arts plan, regional arts councils, independent funding, funding for ancillary arts organizations, funding for education, funding for artists, individual artists, all of which are additions to the existing $500,000 state arts board budget.
But all
proposing
of
a budget
part of the state arts board program, right?
Yeah. As expanded by this mandate.
Included in the chapter, in chapter 139. It's right there. It's in the law.
Well, Steve, I don't feel that, my answer to that question is I don't think there's anything different in the mandate to the state arts board than is being suggested here. I think it's perfectly consistent. My question goes entirely to the matter of what's best likely as a practical matter to assure continued large funding, public funding of the arts. And if somebody told me that we could get through this session those substantial funds for the state art board and keep them in perpetuity, I'd sign on the dotted line right now. I think it would be a wonderful way of doing it. And I think, and I would not be a very conscientious member of this commission if I didn't fail to press as hard as I know how my conviction that that's a path of disaster for public funding in the state. And it's not going to work. And I think that it should make, I have a reverse question, what difference does it make to the state arts board? What difference could it possibly make to the state arts board whether the money is raised in a separate appropriation or whether it is raised as part of the usual appropriation? If there's great risk in one path and no risk in another, what possible reason is there for taking the path of greatest risk?
David, I think you're mixing two concepts. You're mixing the concept of a dedicated fund, which is one that might be attractive if it were more politically feasible, and the concept of line item,
yes,
which is a legislated guarantee to a segment of the constituency, the arts constituency,
yes,
certain institutions.
Steve, I'm not mixing the concepts. I'd like to hold the door open to either of them, which is it's the legislature's duty to decide that. I like to hold the door open to the legislature to decide whether to do this by increasing the state art board appropriation, by creating a line item, or if the legislature should so desire, by a dedicated fund. And I'm saying that the language right now does not want to hold the door open to the legislature. It wants to say that that money should be done entirely by appropriation to the state arts board.
The principle involved, though, I think, is whether or not you want the merit of particular recipient organizations to be debated in the legislature
or to be debated among people who are appointed for their expertise to be able to evaluate that merit.
No, I don't think that's a fair statement. No, that is not the issue. That is not the issue, because I think that under what, because a state arts plan, by the same knowledgeable people you're speaking of, the state arts board members, would still have to be enunciated, even if there is a separate appropriation. So I don't know how you can say that.
Well,
isn't that correct? Isn't that correct?
I think you're still mixing
concepts. No, but you just stated what the basic issue is, but now wouldn't you withdraw that statement that isn't the basic issue?
The issue of where the appropriation comes from is moot. If the decision on where the money goes is made by citizen participation of people who are appointed for the expertise to make that recommendation.
Nothing I have ever said or thought, for that matter, would suggest that where the money goes should not be decided by those people who you have, who you've mentioned. I'm talking about where the money comes from.
Then we are talking about dedicated funding.
No, we are not necessarily talking about dedicated
funding.
Or a
combination of several.
No, we're talking about giving the legislature the right to decide where that money comes from. And we're talking about giving those people who are interested in the in seeing that there's public funding, giving them the flexibility to make sure that that legislation passes the legislature. I'm sure we would all like to see our own organization's budget greatly expanded. But if that is politically so unlikely, that means that demanding that it be done that way and that way only to the legislature is going to prevent us from getting public funding, then I think I have a duty as a commissioner to point that out, and that's what I'm doing today.
So this isn't the issue overly complicated. I think you're saying that you endorse the state arts plan concept.
Entirely.
And so that we're just trying to keep the options open. And if the legislature grants money, if we don't say here that it has to go to the state arts board, we're not foreclosing the fact that it might go to the state arts board. It might go other ways. But that's still going to be administered by the state arts, in accordance with the state arts plan. It seems to me it increases the options available to whatever legislative bodies may look on this plan. Not to say specifically that it has to go to the state arts board.
Isn't he really suggesting that he would like the state legislature to vote twice?
Well,
I think that's it.
That's the one on the appropriation for the state arts board and the other on this. That's right. That's correct.
And the point is, if we put in the report that we encourage separate funding for the state arts board for the purposes in this report, we at least provide a vehicle whereby the legislature can address the matter twice, once in the formal budget and once in a separate piece of legislation, which may or may not cover some of the points of this report, but represents a separate funding attempt. And the real question then is, do we help the legislative process by encouraging, by placing a finding in here, which encourages a second crack at it, a second funding bill? And I think if we discuss it in terms of a separate funding bill for the State Arts Board for these purposes, we avoid some of the concerns about line item and all the rest of it. We're not endorsing line item funding. We're not endorsing limiting the purpose of the funds. We're simply saying we're encouraging a separate funding proposal, a separate funding bill for the State Arts Board for these purposes, which can be construed as either there ought to be more money for the State Arts Board in its existing budget. If that isn't approved for one reason or another, we're encouraging the legislature to pass a separate funding bill to increase the funding for the purposes that we've set forth. We agree there are a whole series of things that should be funded that are not currently being funded. The State Arts Board budget is currently $500,000. We are encouraging funding at $2.5 million. If the State Arts Board budget comes through at $500,000, we're encouraging a separate funding for the State Arts Board for the purposes of the report. Steve?
I don't read it that way. The recommendations made in this report are redundant with the purposes of the agency as set out by the legislature in 1975, revised. And I just don't see the I don't read it as simply as you do. There's nothing in the recommendations here that the State Arts Board is not currently authorized to do. And as a matter of fact, is doing most of these things right now.
Are they redundant or consistent?
A separate funding effort would be redundant. This is consistent with what the State Arts Board is already authorized to do. There is no news in this report.
Dr. Blacker.
I would suggest then that there's really no reason to argue discreetly. We might bypass the issue by simply saying when the state arts plan is completed, state public funds should be appropriated to fund it, period. And the question of distribution, you can simply speak to that by saying the state art board will distribute funding according to the plan. Now, if they wish, I think that would allow either option. I just don't think it would be prudent for the commission, unless all of you are much more astute than I am in this matter, to be trying to second guess which way a funding bill might best be passed. And
Well, that's precisely my point. I'm just trying to keep the options open for the legislature.
Mr. Dayton.
I suppose we all had our hopes for what this work of the commission would accomplish. But the thing that I have hoped more than anything is that it would unite the whole arts constituency. And I'm awfully afraid that unless the arts constituency of this state can unite behind the concept that a state arts board is the best means for deciding the distribution of the state's monies in the arts,
yes,
that the action of the council, of the commission, will tend to fractionate the arts community, divided between those who might be part of a group and those who are out, between the ins and the outs, and so on. And therefore, it seems to me that if we take any action which implies that the State Arts Board is not the best agent to distribute the state's money, that we will be doing the Arts of Minnesota a disservice.
Well, that is true, but that doesn't go to the point. I think the State Arts Board is the best agent to distribute the money, and I think we can state that right here. That is not the issue. If that were the issue, we'd have no problem. The issue is, where should the money come from? That's a completely separate issue. I worked with all the art organizations in the state to try and get through public funding in the last session, and they were working together, and there was unanimous agreement that the State Arts Board ought to be the vehicle to distribute that money. But we were working for a separate appropriation. In that session, it was because it was tied in with the stadium, we thought there was a better chance. It's going to be a different situation this time. I'm talking about where the money comes from. There is no disagreement here that the State Arts Board is...
Why is there a disagreement that it would be appropriated to the State Arts Board? If there is no disagreement as to where it's going to go, why isn't it going to go to the State Arts Board?
Because it's unlikely that you're going to get an appropriation like that in the session. The State Arts Board... As a separate matter. The State Arts Board has been a whipping boy unfairly over the years, and it's easier for some strange reason to get a separate appropriation to hand it over to the State Arts Board to distribute than it is to get an increase in the budget of an agency. Also, there's the political consideration that
well, if it is, why isn't that an appropriation to the State Arts Board? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that to call for state aid to the arts and then hand that money over to the logical group, the State Arts Board, to distribute, is easier politically than increasing the budget of a pre-existing agency in a year in which there's no budget surplus and all the other agencies are not getting their budgets increased. And that may not make sense, but I've spoken to both Governor Anderson and future Governor Perpich feel that that's the way to do it, and that's a political matter. However we can get it through is fine with me. But I think there's going to be real trouble trying to get it entirely in the State Arts Board appropriation.
So it's really what's being talked about is offering an alternative, not a dedicated fund, but the way a dedicated fund worked. In other words, DNR had its own budget, its own purposes, but it also had separate funds which came to it, just like the State Arts Board gets separate funds from the National Endowment. These would be separate funds which would come to the State Arts Board for distribution under the State Arts Plan. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the State Art Board being in total charge of developing the plan and distributing the monies. I'm talking about the State Art Board getting this money from two appropriations. One directly for its general budget.
Separate funding of the State Arts Plan.
And there's no particular reason to that other than I think it has a better chance of passing.
Dave, my hunch is that really none of this is really going to make any difference when it gets into the legislative crunch. It really comes down to a matter of dollars and how the particular legislators sitting on an appropriations subcommittee feel or don't feel about something. But so I don't really think it matters.
But I
should think your purpose could be accomplished if the others wanted to simply by inserting one adverb. Put in the word separately to modify appropriate.
That's very agreeable to me. The only difference that it makes, the only reason that I want even one word in there, is that State Arts Board, which has the right to do what it wants to, wants to go around and say to the legislators, as I suspect there's an inclination to do, that look, this Governor's Commission on the Arts is asking that our budget be increased from $500,000 a year to, say, $4 million. That wasn't what this group is voting to do. Although if the legislature wants to do it, fine. And I don't want there to be any misrepresentations of what we're doing, and so I think the word separately would take care of that.
If you will go back to recommendation 14, everybody hasn't got it too mucked up to see the language. The current reading of it, the original reading of it was, when the State Arts Plan is complete, state public funds could be appropriated to the State Arts Board to distribute according to the plan guidelines to statewide arts resources, individual artists, and so on. Mr. Duff's suggestion is the insertion of the word separately after appropriated, so it would read, when the State Arts Plan is complete, comma, state public funds could be appropriated separately to the State Arts Board to distribute according to plan guidelines to statewide arts resources, etc.
Good.
Is that language?
Fine, yes, that's fine with me.
Agreeable, Mr. Sell.
Not agreeable for this reason. Timing is a serious one. We discussed at a previous meeting that the recommendation of the development of a state arts plan is one that is a long-range process. That you are facing a legislative session which convenes in 1 month, and that development of the state arts plan will be an ongoing dialogue. The plan will never be a final document, but will be a working document at all times. You are implying that major increases in state monies for the arts might not be appropriated in this session if you're going to wait for this document to be completed.
Well, your objection is to when the state arts plan is complete, not to the word separately, which we have up to this time been discussing.
That's part of my objection.
Well, I would oppose the concept of separate, because it implies that the State Arts Board is in exactly the same basis as the individual artists or the ancillary agencies or the independent regional arts councils, rather than the vehicle through which all funding is done. And I think that goes back to putting the legislature in the position of deciding how much it's going to devote to individual artists, how much it's going to devote to ancillary agencies, and who are ancillary agencies, and does someone come in to the legislature under an ancillary agency or under as an independent something or other? I think you're going to terribly fractionate the whole arts community if they all look at the legislation and decide which route they're going to go through to get to the legislature.
Well,
when you put it all in the State Arts Board, then I think it tends to unify the arts constituents.
Well, I'm
also
Mr. Chairman, the State Arts Board should be the...
It says it will be distributed by the State Arts Board.
So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make a suggestion, which is, it's time for lunch.
Yes.
Let's take a break. We can think about it, discuss it. We'll come back to this right after lunch.
How long? When is
we'll take about a 15-minute lunch break.
Since we have them as a distributing agent, that wouldn't make it clear that they were the ones who had to decide how it got distributed, but this does.
I think we've cleared up one problem and created another, but let me just make sure I've got a clean copy first.
May I even comment to the phrase according to the plans as devised and executed by the State Arts Board? If you just take that phrase out of there, it says appropriate to ancillary arts agencies. And unless the reference as State Arts, as devised and executed by the State Arts Board, unless that references to the appropriation process and not to the planning process, it seems to me that the appropriation is to the arts organizations and not to the board.
Yeah, I agree.
Should be appropriated to the State Arts Board.
To when it was written to here.
Should be appropriated.
Was that according to plans or according to planning?
Well,
plans. Should be appropriated to the State Arts Board for appropriate administration of the State Arts Board.
Doesn't the word executed following the word plans also, isn't that explicit to the okay. distribution?
I think so. And it makes it.
Okay. You make the plans and you execute them.
Sure.
And that you're planning and executing distribution.
Okay. You're satisfied.
Well, the question is, the one thing I'm concerned that we not lose is that we have the state arts plan as a term of art in the report. And one of the major concerns is that the funding be done according with the state arts plan. I don't want to lose the state arts plan in
the shuffle. Why don't you leave the state arts plan in and take out all of the recipients? Because if you execute the state arts plan, all of those recipients will get...
I think if we would do it, let's...
Politically, it might not be an appropriation...
I think we should leave plan guidelines in.
Yeah, what I would do is make this suggestion. State public funds from general revenues and or other tax sources should be appropriated to the State Arts Board for distribution according to the State Arts Plan guidelines to statewide arts resources and so on. Is that agreeable?
Would you read that again?
Yeah. The only thing I did was put in state arts plan, and it reads, state public funds from general revenues and or other tax sources should be appropriated to the State Arts Board for distribution according to the state arts plan guidelines to statewide arts resources, individual artists, and so on and so forth. In other words, the only changes I've made in the original text, in addition to the first part, which you revised, was to have the distribution be according to the state arts plan guidelines. Now, do any of you need a clean copy to follow? That version. All right. There appears to be agreement. We have a first of all motion approving the change as I have read it to recommendation 14, and then approving the recommendations 12, 13, 14, and 15, 14 as amended. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have one question.
Question.
For example, in recommendation 12 and in recommendation 13, I see the word could on at least three occasions. Do we really want the word could? I missed the last meeting, and that may have well been debated because I see in the draft that that was changed.
The word could was put in deliberately. The concept was that the commission did not want to be instructing the legislature or the State Arts Board, but simply making recommendations based on its own studies and examples. And therefore, the concept was we reflect that proper degree of deference to other organizations by saying could rather than should, recommend rather than mandate. Any further discussion? I'll call. Yes.
May I have? I don't know if this subject would fit right in here, but if we vote on it, this is 14 and this little diagram here will go with it. I would just like to mention this to the commission and go on the record if we have not included the folk art as such as a form of art. And when the distribution of funding is made, maybe this will make a difference. The legislature is so fit to establish a folk art center by the act of the legislature this April. And we have a center that is operating Mesa because of my and you've had a chance to speak with Ms. Eckert's office.
As I understand the discussion, first of all, I think the commission is highly sensitive to sticking in anything more than general recommendations, so we avoid the whole line item process. But I think it would be perfectly appropriate to include in the minutes that there has been discussion on this point, the minutes of this meeting, discussion on this point. Everybody understands the concept of arts to be all-inclusive. And the mandate for the State Arts Board, therefore, all-inclusive, and specifically, therefore, with regard to grants from folk art, that the State Arts Board is authorized, clearly, and at least in our concept, to fund this type of activity, which I assume is acceptable to Steve. And we can simply handle that by the minutes, which are more detailed discussion of these points. Is there any further discussion of these recommendations, 12 through 15? All right, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, yes, we also have, before we do that, Sternbergers, where are those 17 and 18?
I think Tom Crosby had talked about X-ing them out.
I think the commission should
consider this properly and find a copy.
What are you looking for, Steve?
The original recommendations, 16, 17, and 18, which were, you can go back to
earlier
drafts. 16. While we're trying to find them, I'll tell you what they are, but I think the commission should properly dispose of this matter. They consist of three recommendations, basically to the National Endowment for the Arts, as to how money should be spent in Minnesota, and money allocated to the State Arts Board. And recommendations to the National Endowment as to how, what type of national planning ought to be undertaken. Those recommendations were originally proposed at the suggestion of David Dernberger, and I'm sorry he's not here to defend his proposals, because I propose to attack them. The recommendations, as soon as we find them, are to the National Endowment in three different areas. One, the changing of what are currently specific grants by the National Endowment to specific arts organizations in Minnesota, and then a block grant from the National Endowment to the State Arts Board, basically in discretionary funding. a chip from that to the...
you've got it.
Let me read them to you before I editorialize up. Recommendation 17. The Governor's Commission on the Arts recommends that the United States Congress, as part of its appropriation authorization to the National Endowment for the Arts, mandate the development of a national arts plan by the end of the year 1978, which would also identify national arts resources. The Minnesota State Arts Plan will be part of the national plan. Recommendation 18. The Governor's Commission on the Arts recommends the United States Congress require the National Endowment for the Arts, upon completion of the National Arts Plan, alter its present system, parentheses, 20% block grants to states and 80% National Endowment for the Arts determined grants, close parentheses, to a system of 20% National Endowment for the Arts grants to individual artists, arts development, arts information and research, and 80% to the states and block grants for 1. National Arts Resource Grants, 2. State Arts Plan Grants. Each state would receive a National Arts Resource Grant in the amount necessary to implement the National Arts Plan relative to that state. Each state having an approved State Arts Plan, such as the type advocated in the Minnesota Plan, would receive a State Arts Plan Grant. The allocation formula would be developed in the National Arts Planning process. It would also take into account such factors as state commitment to the arts and maintenance of earned income and private contributed income as a high percentage of total arts income. That was 17 and 18. What was 16?
That was along similar lines that I had done it at the...
Yeah, I think I have 16. The Commission recommends that when Minnesota has completed its state arts plan for the orderly distribution of public funds, the National Endowment for the Arts increase its block grant appropriation to the Minnesota State Arts Board from 20% of all endowment funds supporting Minnesota arts to 75%. Moreover, the Commission recommends that when other states develop state arts plans, the National Endowment for the Arts increase its appropriation to those states and funnel 75% of those monies to the state arts boards or councils. Now, my concern with those recommendations is that, in my opinion at least, we have absolutely no factual data to justify those conclusions or recommendations. We have focused our study exclusively on the Minnesota State arts industry, and we've been able to draw conclusions based on data that we've produced in that area, and we've been directed, and our mandate runs, to consider the state and the funds available within the state and private source funds and the public sector funds, which are state funds. I do not think that it is appropriate for us as a state commission to be making recommendations of this type to the National Endowment unless, first of all, I think it's questionable that our mandate extends that far, and more importantly, even if we do have the authority to do so, I don't believe that we have the data, the research, to back up those recommendations. And I feel that to be making decisions in that area when we do not have the data behind it, in effect undercuts the work of the rest of the report, where we do have a very solid base for everything we've said. And that's been our attempt with great pain and suffering each step along the way to date. It seems to me that these three tend to veer off in a different direction, and therefore I am uncomfortable with them. Nevertheless, they were presented to you, and they were drafted at the request of your vice chairman, and I think we should properly dispose of them one way or the other. Do you have other opinions than mine on this subject? There are none.
I can express part of Mr. Nirenberger's concern, I think, which was that the Minnesota State Arts Board would, with its citizen participants, adopt a state arts plan, and that that plan could be significantly helped if the monies from the National Endowment for the Arts, which currently come into Minnesota, were channeled along with that plan to make sure that things were reasonably done, rather than being remaining in the hands of the National Endowment for the Arts. And that breakdown is currently 20%, 80%, 20% going through the State Arts Board and 80% going to individual organizations. Correct? I think that was his major interest, was sort of furthering our plan, because it would be a great help.
Okay.
in that sense, to the State Arts Board in particular. So the question is whether we should adopt a resolution encouraging the National Endowment, once the State Arts Plan is implemented, to have its funding flow to the State Arts Board for distribution according to the State Arts Plan, rather than be separately decided by the National Endowment.
That's Recommendation 16, basically.
The difficulty, though in principle it follows the notion that all funds, public funds, should go through the State Arts Board, at least all state funds, I wonder if that might not also endanger the level of funding of the National Endowment for the Humanities if it were perceived to be given on that basis. That is, I'm not sure why I agree with Steve. There's not enough data. We haven't really looked at this. I'm fearful that it could decrease the amount of endowment money coming to Minnesota.
That might well be the case, because the endowment makes those decisions in separate committees. And the money coming through the Federal-State Partnership grant comes through one committee, as I understand it, and the money to the individual organizations comes through other committees, and if the other committees abandon their responsibility in the hope of furthering our plan through the Federal-State Partnership Committee, that might not occur.
But also, I mean, it's one thing to say it would be nice if there were money coming in order to implement the State Arts Plan, but these recommendations really are tampering with a philosophy that's been established over a number of years as to why there's that 80-20. And I think we're doing a great deal of harm.
Mr. Nuremberger has significant
suggesting
objections with the philosophy, and that's one of the reasons he wants to change.
Well,
might you not also open the door to a legislator saying, if indeed this could happen, why should the state of Minnesota be so concerned? We're also interfering with the federal bureaucracy.
Well, I guess my feeling is that I would like to do as much as we can for the arts, but I'm not sure that this is necessarily a helpful and an appropriate thing.
Would you like a motion deleting those?
There is a motion.
There is.
From you. Deleting proposed recommendations 16, 17, and 18. There is a second. Is there any further discussion? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The other item, I have been requested that we approve for inclusion in the report, and this is not in the findings and recommendations. As I understand it, will go in the section on the delivery system, which is part of the text of the report, is the redraft that you've received of the delivery systems. Where is it?
I never received
one. Linda has it.
What?
You got one, didn't you?
Do I have one what?
The proposed delivery system.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have one now.
Oh, right. I have a question on this. I've missed the meeting in which it first surfaced, but isn't there again a timing problem, since the State Arts Board is indeed doing all of these things, and here we're saying they should be authorized to develop a plan, et cetera? But again, it implies that they haven't done anything up to now.
I think it does say somewhere. There are a couple of changes we want to make in the draft that you have, but the
second paragraph on the second page.
On the next page, Minnesota State Arts Board began such a planning process to meet the needs of developing art locally in January this year. In addition, MSAB established a statewide planning committee and so on. Recommendations committee reviewed, approved by MSAB, and incorporated as an appendix to this report.
Okay,
the
paragraph preceding that is inconsistent.
Well, I think the concept was to document a formal state arts plan, and that's the only concept of that section of the report. If I can, let me give you the...
hold on 1 second.
There it is. We do have some corrections before, if I can, from Steve. On the draft, I'd like to give you, and then go into it. On the first page, now that I find mine, the fifth line up from the bottom, the commission has concluded that it's unlikely that NEA funding, it should read, commission has concluded that it's unlikely that appropriations to NEA and therefore grants.
Well, if in that second paragraph says should be authorized to develop and implement, if you just took out the words develop and, then you overcome that problem. If authorized to implement a formalized state arts plan.
All right. Authorized to implement. That's on page 2. The second line of the second full paragraph, authorized.
Except it already was authorized and has already done it. It shouldn't be authorized. It already was authorized a long time ago.
I think the concern that the commission, that the commissioners that have led to this report, was that the elements of the plan should include, we do not want to dictate, but it includes specifically the steps of the commission, which were independent regional councils, state arts plan which has minimum guidelines for granting and priorities which will administer the state arts councils. The concept is regionalism under an umbrella of a statewide plan which is going to police it, in essence. That they will be independent to make grant requests as long as those conform to statewide standards which the state arts board will be administering.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying that I believe the legislature authorized or ordered something, the state arts board, to come up with a state arts plan.
Not in that specific terminology,
okay.
No.
But I mean that it's something that came from elsewhere, and you're implying here that nothing has gone on, should be authorized to develop.
You're saying that the words be authorized to should be stricken.
I think we're denying the fact that the State Arts Board has done it. Are we pretending that we don't know that they've done this? I guess that's
no,
my
No, they
question.
Have started. They haven't finished, but they have started.
Should be encouraged to continue to develop.
Something like that. I don't know. It just speaks very strangely in terms of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, essentially, we're saying that we support, we say bravo to what the state arts board has already begun.
Well, I think it's a little stronger than bravo. I think it's a delicate balance, but there is a policy decision that the state arts plan ought to be the one of the major foundations of state arts funding. And the language is in some fashion. The implementation of a formal state arts plan is the basis for grants. And the state arts board has started it. There was, I believe, the legislation was to start up the regional task forces, but not specifically define a state arts plan. I think some of the elements of the plan are already there. I don't think the whole thing is done yet. So I think the concept is to get the mandate for a state arts plan is part of the authorization for the agency. Uh, Maybe we should simply say should continue to implement or should continue its work towards the development of a formalized.
Maybe the I's should come off too. It should maybe just be a formal state argument.
Yeah. All right, so I have revised it to read, the Minnesota State Arts Board, as a statutory implementer of state arts policy, should continue to develop and implement a formal state arts plan. Then on page 4,
on the bottom of page 3, Steve, you check to see cells and that lacking specific written guidelines and so on. There are a lot of that is in the state arts board. It does have guidelines. They are specific. They are written.
Yes, I must have missed that. But I went over there.
It does imply a tremendous lack of knowledge on the part of this commission of what's going on in the state arts board. All through here. Because there are written guidelines, and there are objectives, and there are very good criteria used.
Yeah. Also, it implies
the work
that
of the state arts board.
I think the problem
that doesn't exist. We aren't blaming them, but we are showing our ignorance.
There are two problems, and I think there's one thing that we should have, and the other thing is not necessary. The second sentence, the last sentence on page 3, it comes from David Dernberger, and it is the result of the what was the name of the group that studied the
evaluation systems.
Evaluation systems recommendations.
And what they they went through the grant application and grant review procedures used by the State Arts Board, and their task is sort of a logical analysis of how various agencies conduct their work. They went through both the application and review procedures, talked about the criteria as it was explained to the applicant, and the criteria for reviewing and judging the product of the grant to the applicant afterwards, and made these suggestions. And I think Mr. Dernberger picked up on that, on their comments, which were that the guidelines were not clearly spelled out. If they had better guidelines, they could make the decisions without as much review and back and forth consultation between the board and the
board. Here it implies that using the decisions of professional opinions, that's the best they can do, whereas, as I understand it, that's a positive.
What I would suggest, and this impacts on the other change that I want to discuss, and I think I lean towards Steve Sell's observations on it, but I think the commission should consider it, is the paragraph on the bottom of page 4, which also addresses this. I think what I would propose is deleting the last sentence on 3, first of all, because I think we should, and it is appropriate and it is accurate, to make the statement that the Minnesota State Arts Board has had to spend a great deal of time and money to make a relatively small state appropriation go a long way through a system of peer group juries, advisory panels, and staff to honor its legislative mandate for significant individual citizen participation in the grant-making process. That is the state mandate, and that is why a relatively large sum has to be spent administratively to make grant decisions, because that's the way the state operates. And in contrast is the sentence on the top of page 4, the first full sentence: larger foundations, which are free of such an elaborate review process, are able to distribute millions of dollars in grant funds with a staff of only a few. That also is accurate. I think it does not hurt to flag that as a decision-making process which the state is committed to. Now, the question that Steve has raised is whether we should drop the full paragraph on the bottom of page 4, which states, the commission believes the administrative effectiveness of the MSAB can be significantly increased by legislative refinement, citizen participation in the decision process will be focused on critical areas of statewide and regional policy formulation, as in the preparation of the state arts plan, and so on. And then professional administrators working under the Minnesota State Arts Board and regional arts councils could be authorized by the respective boards to make grants decisions. In other words, the recommendation that the administrators have the authority to make grants under the guidelines adopted by the citizen boards. Now, Steve has difficulty with that concept in terms of the pressure that it could bring to bear on professional administrators, whoever they are, from the various conflicting elements, that you diffuse that pressure when you have a jury system, in essence, of decision-making, which is a series of citizen committees who make the grants, and they may or may not be the same citizen committee year in, year out, and you have advisory committees and so on, that is a more effective system for preserving the independence of an agency from otherwise overwhelming pressures from not only the recipients who didn't get as much as they wanted, but the recipient, those asking for funds, which are always going to be greater than the resource available, being turned down. It is a significant policy question, and therefore the commission should consider it. I guess my sense of political reality conflicts with my idealism on this point. I would much prefer the professional administrator to make the grant decision. I think that's a much more professional approach. That's the way I think a private foundation can be very effective. On the other hand, I am fully sympathetic with the political problems that could pose. And ultimately, I guess if I were to have to make a decision, I would rather have the long-term viability of a professional agency than the independent viability of one or two grant requests. And therefore, I would, support deleting those sections. Steve?
Well, I get one other reason to consider deleting this, and that is that by centralizing the decision-making power in the hands of a relatively small number of people, expert though they may be, you eliminate one of the most important aspects in the freedom of the arts, and that is balance. I think people tend to be restricted by the experience they themselves have had, and not all of us can have the kind of balanced experience that would give rise to really fair decision making. My personal experience in music, for example, is a result of the education and the access that I've had to certain kinds of music. That may make me relatively blind to certain very important and creative aspects of music that I haven't had access to. And I think involving more people in the process, citizens who are peers, is an important philosophical issue. I'm certain that it's even more important than the political reality.
I think in terms of, I heard this Peterman lecture on when he was a student at the Chicago Institute, the students burnt a piece in effigy. The leaders in made art thought that led the art world said this was junk. Dr. Stockman, he wrote about that play we saw, The Enemy of the People. He said, the majority is always wrong. A good idea starts in the mind of one person. So by spreading out with these amateur groups, somebody may have an idea that it's being rejected by these professionals. That may be the germ of a heck of a good idea in the arts. So I think even though they'll muddle and make mistakes, and not only is it politically, but I think in the long run it might be artistically a good thing.
I have one comment to the whole delivery system. And this is in sort of opposition to the feeling about having a large number of people make the decisions. And that is that my current view on the State Arts Board is that there are a lot of grants, and that not very many of the organizations or individual artists coming in asking for grants get the full amount appropriated. And that oftentimes the projects they wish to undertake aren't successful because they don't have the necessary appropriation. They get half the money to go ahead with the project and it fails or is not as successful as it might have been because of that. And my feeling is that the larger you make the decision-making process in terms of including people and including all different interests, the more likely you are to have pressures for several grants of a smaller size, and that centralizing the decision will would allow a more careful consideration of the big requests than is currently done.
It doesn't follow in the process that we're carrying out, because the prior to the time the application gets to the review, the applicant has been asked what the consequences of a reduction would be, and that if a reduction would mean the elimination of the project, that is, the advisors know that as well. So those reductions are not made arbitrarily. So,
but almost
I don't think there's a connection.
There's one other correction, I think. On page 4, in describing the Minnesota State Arts Board budget, the first full paragraph, the second line, which says appropriation of $500,000, NEA block grant of $205,000, then the rest of that sentence should read, and other restricted federal grants. They are federal monies, but they're not all NEA monies. At any rate, the recommendation, therefore, is to delete the last sentence on page 3 and the entire paragraph starting on page 4, starting the commission believes. Are there any objections to those changes? All right. Are you ready to approve that section of the report? I think we probably should have a motion. Is there a second? Seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Now, we have one other item to discuss, and I guess before I get into that, I would like to discuss with the commission just the procedural matter. Well, I guess we have two things, and before we get into those, I think that the next item appropriately, and I'm sorry that I took this out of order, is the proper handling of Mr. Duff's dissent. I'd like everyone to take a couple of minutes to read it. We have a copy here. All right. Does anyone not have a copy?
Burdens on real estate, and all of the cities, counties, school districts are at the limit of their mill limitations, most of the major ones. So it means, in effect, you know, having to go give up in a service that they already has absolutely mandated by a local community, perhaps going for a referendum to override, and it just means you're saying it's going to be impossible to expand local support unless it comes just out of the private pocket. On the other hand, the state support comes based supposedly on an ability to pay because it comes from the income tax fund, which is why I personally have favored some funding. Now, in our community, our city council does support the arts. Our orchestra is fully supported by the city. The Arts Center and the Civic Theater have support. As they built the buildings and city property, the city runs it. But this is some other seed money. I really feel very strongly that if some small money comes through from the state level, it will encourage the typical councils and county boards, which quite often are not art-oriented. They're public works-oriented. They can get them to build a building, but they're not interested in the support of the arts. But if you can show some encouragement from the state, it would be more apt to get the other major portion from the community. Now, I think I've agreed with what I've heard before, that we should never have more than a very limited support from outside, because once you get too much support, then you get control. But I don't think that in this market today, and the world we have today, that the real estate property tax can go much further. And that's where it has to come from, because we develop local sales taxes and income taxes.
So that's just a disagreement with the philosophy and where this report goes. And every member of this commission is entitled to a dissent, 20 dissents. 27
or a dissent to a dissent. I guess the only editorial comment I would make is I think I tend to agree with you, Mr. Michaels. As I understand the funding of the 20% public sector, which we are talking about here, the model that the commission has adopted is 40% local, and the remainder is a mix of state and federal, and that the component of the state component of that is approximately 40%, and the federal component is approximately 20%. Isn't that about right? So if in fact those figures are accurate, what you're really saying is that state and local state dollars match local dollars in terms of the public sector support in Minnesota. Dollar for dollar, they should be approximately the same. Although the delivery of that could vary significantly, and I think that is the major concern that I may not want to put words in your mouth, Mr. Duff has with it. It's not so much, it's just that the dollars are equally coming there. Although I think you're also addressing that point, that it shouldn't be 50-50, it ought to be some other formula which is heavily tilted towards the local level, and then whatever state dollars there are oughtn't to be directed to a state administrative structure. Is that, or am I summarizing it too much?
Mr. Chairman. Phil, speaking from part of the state where I come from, although I agree philosophically with your statement, I think unless the state takes some leadership, at least in the northern counties, we won't see what we're looking for. I speak from many wounds in trying to get this very type of thing.
Well, I think the appropriate decision the commission has to reach is where this goes in the report. My suggestion is that out of respect for Mr. Duff, his dissent should be incorporated verbatim, and the location of it, I think, appropriately, since he is objecting to a finding and recommendation, should go at the end of the findings and recommendations. Is there any objection?
Well, I'm just wondering. I think it certainly is a point that can be discussed and so on, but I don't quite understand why this alone, of all of the things, we just took some things that Durenberger suggested, and that they aren't going to be part of the report. I think the commission should consider this or any ideas and make its decision and then write its report. And if we were to put into the report everybody's ideas,
of areas where they happen to disagree, it seems to me we'd have an incredible report. And I don't understand why we would include something that the commission would reject when we didn't in the case of all of those things about the NEA. I would think Durenberger would say, well, if you include this, why don't you include that? And pretty soon we'd have a hell of a report. And I think it ought to be considered, it ought to be decided. But then I would like to think that once decided, then it would either go into the report as part of the report or it wouldn't.
Well, I think
now maybe there's some legal requirement for that, but I don't quite understand why then we would, if this was a commission that was going to write 36 or however many members there are, reports.
In effect, it gives the dissent much more exposure and readability to the majority opinion. And I would say, I see your point. In a law case, judges can have dissents. But perhaps you just say the vote was such and so and missed the doubt dissented. But if you would make it a part of this report, I'll read his report is the one we'll all read. That's the point.
Do you want to be more, have more impact? I don't know. I mean, you're a newspaper and you know what
it is. Mr. Chairman, I don't really care where it is physically. It can be way back in the ultra, ultra appendix, as far as I'm concerned. The only thing I don't want to be in the position of having a printed document in which there's a reader would assume that because my name is listed, I subscribe to these recommendations when there's one I don't subscribe to. I notice, for instance, when I get in the mail reports from the CED, for instance, that high-powered Committee on Economic Development, they're often kind of in the back. There's some dissenting opinions from one member or another, and I think that's the standard way of doing things.
Would it be appropriate to just note by footnote that there was that Mr. Duff dissented to this particular finding? I mean, that shows that you didn't vote for it.
I think, well, I asked Mr. Duff, I gather he would prefer to have his reasons for objecting on this particular point be incorporated at some point in the document.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't ask for any prominence for them. It can be inconspicuous. As
well, I guess the question then is, go
Mr.
ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think in the process of all these meetings, few of us have lost things that we thought we'd get in the report. Would it be appropriate to have the commission vote up whether or not a dissenting opinion should be included?
I guess that's appropriate.
May I ask the question if the vote is about simply the expression of dissent or a statement of the dissenting opinion? If I'm going to be asked to vote on that, I would want to know the difference.
It's not
to the effect we would note in the report that there was a dissent, that Mr. Duff dissented to that finding. It's a question of whether or not to publish the dissent in the report. That's the way I understand the motion.
Is that what you are moving?
I wasn't moving. I was asking the question of whether or not this could be appropriately put before the commission.
I think it's appropriately put before the commission. I think at a minimum we have to document in the findings that there was a dissent on this particular point. I think it's up to the commission as to how to publish or not to publish the details of that particular dissent. Mr. Duff is arguing that it can be anywhere in the report as long as it's in the report. And the real question is, do we include in the report the text of his dissent or not, or simply note that he is dissenting?
Mr. Chairman, with all the illustrious people here, I'm sure that most of you have been working on committees and commissions like this, maybe not of that particular nature. Don't you, can you draw from your past and think, how is this handled in other reports? Do you publish the entire text of a dissent, or do you just footnote it, or do you elaborate on some of the notes and not on others, or do you just put down one member's sentence?
Well, what is your purpose of this report? I think the purpose is to put together a package that's positive in nature, say this is what this commission is supporting. And an articulate dissenting opinion, it merges within the whole report in the eyes of the legislature, and I wouldn't even mind saying a copy of dissent available at such and such office. If anyone wants to make an ask for it, but if it's in the report we've all signed, I know how legislators and I know how school boards read reports. The first thing you know, you're reading this and not the position. I think it was Mr. Duff's position that he dissented, and it's available on file if anyone wants to read it, but not to have it in a published report. Because that's what I'm going to, I guess that's the way I am. I started reading that because it gets to be more interesting.
Mr. Lebedoff.
Well, Mr. Duff are being articulate. I didn't mean to refuse to inarticulate. I do agree that, the dissenting opinion would not be appropriate in the report. Certainly, I find the analogy to what we're doing closer to the legislative situation. You don't have to pay, if you're a member of the state legislature, and you strongly oppose a bill and it passes, you're certainly recorded in the statute book as having voted against it. But your version of what the bill should have had is not published along with the bill. I think this is kind of analogous to that. The main reason I don't think it should be published is this, that it's not fair to this commission to have this published, because it goes into great depth on a philosophical matter that our commission report does not have the opportunity to go into philosophically. That is to say, if you thought that the formula should be different than the formula we described, and you want to describe that formula, that would be one thing. But to get into the expression of a political philosophy, however well expressed, when our report itself isn't designed to defend the opposite position, isn't very fair to us, it seems to me. I mean, I would be happy on the merits, too. I'm not one of those people who mentioned in your report who thinks you're right in principle but wrong in practice. I, even though I have very high respect for you, I think you're wrong in principle. I disagree with you in principle. But we don't have the opportunity to state that. You know, in other words, this isn't a dissent, this is an argument to which we don't have a chance to make a rebuttal unless we completely change the nature of the report that we've debated all these months and include those philosophical assertions. And that's why I don't think it's fair to publish this.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Duff?
I'd really say to Mr. Lebedoff two things. One, that the really analogous situation would be a legislative or congressional committee report, in which the minority position is regularly and routinely stated. And you can look in the back of the little book that your congressman will send you, and there it is. But secondarily, I wouldn't mind at all if you, the committee chooses to include right after this or right before it, way back there at page 397 or wherever it is, the statement of why they think this kind of reasoning is totally misguided and fallacious and ill-founded and irrational and everything else. That would be fine with me. I just think ideas should be expressed.
Well, let me just say, as long as it's on the record, that I think the analogy to the dissenting report in congressional committees would be the minutes of this committee in which your views have been expressed. I really think that's the proper analogy. Second, I would not participate, even though I think the views I've made are correct, I wouldn't participate in stifling free expression of a person who had no other way to make his views known. But Mr. Duff is very likely the most articulate member of this commission and is the publisher of a very widely respected newspaper, and I have no doubt that you are able to make your views known on that.
But I'd rather have it in page 87.
I picked up all of your mistakes. Well, how about this? Once we publish everybody's views in the
Ladies and gentlemen, are there further views on this subject today?
I guess I would like to say that, you know, out of respect for Philip, which I have unbounded respect, that I think that we ought to point out in the body of it that there was a dissenting vote on this one issue, and then put it in the supplement of where it is. And I would think that the commission might authorize the chairman or someone to write
some kind of a statement, because I don't think the statement that arts organizations are almost invariably community organizations, which to me is the focus of this whole question, really is consistent with the thrust of this commission. I think that the whole thrust has been that there are many elements of the arts in this state that have a statewide thrust and deserve statewide support. So I would hope that there'd be some way of expressing the fact that it was an opinion that was not shared by the commission.
I would rather avoid having this turn into an extended dialogue in the report. The pluses and minuses on one particular issue which we have debated. I think in my own opinion, it is appropriate if a member of the commission objects sufficiently on a particular point and wishes to include his objections on a matter which has been voted on by the commission, as opposed to simply not voting or having made a proposal which has been turned out, all of which has happened to everyone, including the chair, on several occasions, that when a member of the commission wishes to state concisely in writing an objection on a major point, the appropriate thing to do is to incorporate that objection in the report. And I think the appropriate place is at the end of the report, and with Mr. Duff's concurrence, I think in view of this discussion, I would place it in the appendix as a document there, along with everything else. I think, in addition, it will obviously occur in the minutes of this meeting that there was a discussion of Mr. Duff's objection on the 20% public funding sector for local support, and that we incorporate in that fashion. Now, is there? Do you want? Let me put it this way: Are a majority of the commission opposed to including that dissent in that fashion?
Plus a footnote.
Plus a footnote.
Providing there is a providing there is also a rebuttal or a
rebuttal.
Because I think it's appropriate for the members of the commission to direct the chair to state our philosophical approach to this problem.
As long as the chair is also authorized to delegate the editor of that paragraph.
That's how the editor of the Post Bulletin destroys all my letters to the editor. They print them real small, then they have their comment.
All right. May I have a motion approving a footnote to that recommendation, whatever one was, that Mr. Duff dissented, and approving incorporation in the report in the appendix the text of Mr. Duff's dissent, and including a paragraph to be written by someone appointed by the chair explaining the majority position in response to the dissent.
The same size type as his report.
Same length.
That was a footnote to recommendation two. It has been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There is no further discussion, I hope. Call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would vote opposed if I knew it would be published in the footnote. In view of the fact I doubt that, I will go along with
the Chairman, I want to tell the commission I think they're very gracious.
To continue with our business, we have now approved all the findings and recommendations with the exception of education, which we are going to convene specially for. We've approved to date in chunks the sections of the report as distributed to the commissioners. We now have one large section, the introduction to which is available for you. The full text is here if any of you wish to read it. On the private sector, and this is the statistical analysis of it. There are copies here at the table, and I hope you have picked up the introductory section, which is Chapter 7, Nonprofit Arts Organizations in Minnesota. our suggestion is that the full text is here. It runs some 250 pages. The cost of Xeroxing and mailing it will be an additional $400 to each member of the commission. The number of commissioners who have religiously read every section of the report, every page, and have called in comments and criticism is quite small. I would like to suggest that we have authorization. You now have all sections of the report with the exception of what, Jimmy?
Education.
And
this, and an earned income chapter and the complete public sector chapter.
The complete what?
Public sector chapter with the proposed delivery system and all the rest.
It's complete now.
That's been distributed.
Yeah.
The this section was mailed, and the which we voted on today, and the previous sections were all distributed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is earned income and education. Is that correct, Linda?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
An appropriation request in with the delivery? I didn't know.
Oh, that no. You're correct there. I spoke to Stephen about that, and that would be just a short. I think this was decided the last commission meeting, just to ask for the $2,043,000 to subsidize nonprofit arts organizations as outlined in the trend study, and not include any of those dollar figures for ancillary arts organizations, artists, etc.
Simply, to the extent that it's referenced, we'd be making the comment that that is in addition to State Arts Board requests for those funding for those purposes. My suggestion is that procedurally we approve the report and those materials. We do not approve yet, and we will have one final meeting so we have the opportunity to do so, the earned income section and the education section, but that we approve the report as mailed to each of you. We approve in addition the nonprofit arts organization section. I'd like the introduction here today, and that all be incorporated in the report with the proviso that we have several days now before we have to officially release this material. That if there are any objections by members of the commission, again, any of the material you have, that you call them in either to Linda or to myself, and we will make the changes. If there's sufficient concern about a section, we can not approve that for distribution until the next, and I hope, final meeting of the commission. But otherwise, hearing no objections, by the first of the week, that we are authorized to release that as the report. The finding, conclusions, recommendations, which we've gone through in detail today, the backup text, which has been distributed to you with the sole exceptions of education and earned income, which have not yet been distributed. We do have, as I say, the full text of the private sector report here. Any of you that want it, we can Xerox and make it available to you.
That's been sent out, private sector.
The full private sector?
Yeah.
What has not been distributed? Jimmy, go ahead.
Okay. The private sector report, it has been distributed. What you got today was the introduction of the nonprofit study. The nonprofit study has 9 more chapters than this one, which run about 200 pages, double-spaced type, that would be expensive to send out. It's not completely typed yet. It will be available later this week for you to for those who are very interested and who insist on reading it before they give their final approval, it will be available, and we can send copies. It's just that it's very expensive to do. Each copy costs
Phil's
about.
I think Phil's dissent should follow that.
All right.
I don't care where it is.
Say, Steve, don't put it at the very end. People read the last.
May I have a motion approving the report? Steve.
Just one question of procedure. Question about certain last minute objections. I would assume that the chair would see fit to call another commission meeting if one of the last minute objections tended to
any change in the substance of the report. Bear in mind that the objections are to be in the text. We are not changing, we're not accepting changes to to the findings and recommendations. They are approved. They're going to be published and distributed. That's done. We've had enough fun with them. The changes will be only to the text. The changes are to clarify. For example, we did request that the beginning of, I believe, the private sector report be corrected, the first two paragraphs to conform with the findings in private sector as to earned income, private contributions, and so on. Any changes which are requested of any substantive nature, and I hope there will be none, will be require approval of the full commission. Any changes as to style, call in, and we will make them. The chair will usurp the prerogative of determining what is style and what is substance. In addition, as a precaution for members of the commission, I will be requesting individual members of the commission on assignment to read certain sections so that collectively the entire report has been read by at least one other commissioner in addition to the chair and the vice chair, to make sure that we haven't any glaring errors. And I am making that as an assignment. It is not going to be voted on. It is just going to be delegated.
Catherine and Mead, I must say, is very diligent about reading and calls up with any changes on it.
So, with those provisos, I would like a motion approving the report. Made. Is there a second? Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I have one last item for discussion, and that is we were originally charged, David Dernberg and I, to rewrite a section of the report that was to go on the nonprofit arts organizations entitled Accountability. Because of Mr. Dernberger's and my schedules, we've started but not ever finished that. You will recall there are something like three drafts of that. There was a Dernberger draft, there was a memorandum from me, and then there was another Dernberger draft, all of which were distributed. My suggestion is that we finish that during the week and distribute it to you, and each of you decide prior to the next meeting whether that is appropriate as inclusion in the section, and if so, we'll discuss it and hopefully very briefly either decide to include it or not include it and go into the text of it. But I hope that you will read it and have that digested so we don't have to spend a great deal of time on it. Primarily, the questions we raised were the issues of arts organizations, nonprofit organizations, generally arts organizations being the topic of our consideration, being encouraged, if not mandated, to publish their financial statements, or at least make them publicly available, and to consider the issue of open meetings of boards of directors of those organizations with certain caveats to things that do not have to be discussed in public. I believe those are all items that we have of business remaining. One other matter of procedure. We are, as of today, concluding the business of the commission with the exception of those items we've discussed. We are requested to publicly announce our findings and recommendations. What we will propose to do is announce the findings and recommendations of all sections of the report, with the exception of education and a few items the commission has not yet considered for the final meeting, and I will leave open what those are, but we will publish everything we have here to date, and the estimated date at the moment is the Wednesday the 15th of December. I would appreciate the commissioners keeping their copies, their materials, confidential until that meeting, so that there is a uniform publication and distribution date for the benefit of all the media in the state. I've been requested to do that, and that is considered to be the most appropriate procedure in fairness to all organizations. So, with that, are there any other questions? Mr. Dayton?
Well, I was going to ask about the plan for dissemination. It seems to me that our work won't really be completed if it's just published and dropped, and that there ought to be some program for seeing to it that you know, the information really is gotten around the state. If there could be a series of town meetings all over the state on this, if interested people in the arts were made aware of it and were sent to copies of it, if there was some program to get a general level of awareness far higher than will be the case if it's just published and then basically forgotten except to be used by whoever happens to write in for a copy. Seems to me that if we really want the work of this commission to be effective, we have to go beyond just publishing.
A certain amount of that will be done. A number of the newspapers have asked that we meet with them and go over the basic findings. The Minnesota Citizens for the Arts wants to get copies to their member organizations and have meetings outstate on that point. The I believe it's Twin Cities Arts Alliance has already had one meeting, wants another meeting to discuss the findings and recommendations, and that's a public meeting of all arts organizations. So there is some of that. How far organized we go beyond that, I don't know at the moment.
One of the questions of publication is how extensively or finally do we publicize without that final section? I'm a little confused. Does it mean when that final section comes out, no one will pay any attention
no.
to that? Or how
I should clarify. What we will be doing is releasing and make available the findings and recommendations. We will have available the textual material up to that point, which is not going to include specifically education and earned income. But everything else will be available. It will not be mass Xeroxed and distributed. It's just too bulky and the cost is prohibitive. We are looking to publication of the full report with a bound edition, soft cover, which is aimed at around the middle of January, and that will include, if we conclude our work on time, the education section, the full text. That will be everything, all the appendices, and all the documents.
Well, it was my understanding that we might have some findings and recommendations with respect to the educational section.
And we will have that.
And that will, in no sense, then will the publication of the findings so far suggest that is as many findings as we may have.
No, we will state specifically when we make the announcement that there will be further findings on the area of education. All right. Any further business? Well, I guess we should just try and decide, as long as we have so many of the commissioners present, the date for education. The earlier the better, for a variety of reasons. Jimmy? I don't have a calendar. If we could possibly... Today is the 7th. Well, how long is it going to take? It should be, if we can possibly do it, get it done before Christmas to give us the maximum time to get this out. Are you going to be done in 2 weeks?
The week before Christmas would be.
Like the 20th, the 21st?
I can't make it. That's my third. The third Monday. I can't make it on the 20th.
But the 21st.
21st, fine.
21st.
Tuesday the 21st.
Shortest day of the year.
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 21st. Agreeable to a majority. Reluctantly.
Nothing.
All right. What is the better time for the majority of you? 2:00.
Maybe if you serve some eggnog, you'll have better breakfast.
Shall we do it at 2?
No.
We normally start at 1:00.
Yeah.
Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Tuesday the 21st at 1 o'clock.
Where?
Here.
In this room?
If we can't get this room, we'll let you know. Otherwise, let's assume it's here. All right? We're adjourned.
Hey, Steve, what have you been doing?
Thank you, sir. Almost there.
Is that? Yeah, I've got nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. Yeah, but I can't give you any findings or recommendations. It's not public until the 15th of December. Absolutely not.